Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Welcome to part two of the SB Nation NFL Show's Community Row. We have been previewing the draft needs in every single division of the NFC. That was RJ's job. Now it comes to me to do the Superior Conference, the AFC. We are going to hit every division, tell you the biggest need, the biggest fear, and basically what you should be watching for. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get right to it. There are a lot of things to be positive about if you root for a team in the AFC East. I can't say that for every division in the conference. However, as we pivot to the AFC South now, where things for some of the teams, let's just say, not quite as sunny. So we go to Houston, where we have Matt Weston, voice of Battle Red Radio for our Houston Texans community here at SB Nation. What's up, Matt? Thanks for the time.
Yeah, I'm glad to be able to talk about the AFC South, Rob. It's a very dumb division. It's always a lot of fun, but sometimes it isn't very good. And this year, there may be three good teams.
What then would be the second biggest draft need in the division?
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting, the Jaguars, because I really didn't feel like they were 1-15 team last year. They lost a lot of close games. They had the injury to Minshew, and he kept playing that broken thumb. And whenever they draft Lawrence first overall, like, they may be a team that may be able to bounce, like, into the middle pack, and with the extra wild card team, they could be like a 1-15 team that makes the playoffs next year potentially. So then that's a good need. But the two top teams are the Titans and the Colts once again. I think for both those teams, you know, the Colts, they need a left tackle. They signed Sam Tevy to do it. Sam Tevy's really bad. He's worse than Julian Davenport is. Sam Tevy blocking for Carson Wentz's blind side would be accountable for probably 13 forced fumbles at least. It'd be absolute pair for hell for the Colts. And then also the Titans, I think they need another skilled player, whether it's an outside receiver. There's some Julio Jones like trade kind of like talks that came up on the internet today. And they're losing John Smith as well to the tight position. I think they could use a right tackle as well. They have Kendall Lamb there, but Kendall Lamb's one of the worst run blocking tackles in football. And the Titans with their mid-zone offense, that we're expecting that Arthur Jones isn't there anymore. I think an offensive tackle for them would be good too. But I really think it kind of comes down to the Colts need a left tackle. They could probably use another pass rusher. And the Titans need another skilled player, whether it's an outside receiver, kind of a like an athletic tight end, or another offensive tackle on their end. But those are probably the biggest needs in the division right now.
Do you think the Colts feel extra pressure to kind of shore up the O-line because they made the big move for Carson Wentz? So, like, they want to look like they were right on that one, so they know if they shore up the offensive line, that kind of helps them look better?
I think so. I think also, like, Wentz last year was the least valuable player in the NFL. He was, like, the worst quarterback by DVOA, DYAR. And, like, he just has so many fumble issues, too. And so you can't, like, the blind side, I think, like, the left tackle position is overrated in football, depending on who your quarterback is. But with a quarterback like Wentz who has so many fumbling troubles, you have to have a good left tackle there. That way he can be more Carson Wentz without having to worry about the turnover issues he has from that spot.
Well, you brought up Tennessee. When I look at them, I know that they might have some holes on offense, but they got to fix that defense. I mean, I thought their defense at times last year was just awful. You think that primarily they're going to go offense first, or do you think defense is a possibility, at least on Thursday?
Yeah, their defense last year was strange because it seemed like some of his talent, you know, they had Jonathan Joseph start outside cornerback. They had lost Jalen Brown to injuries. I think a lot of it also was too, like, Mike Vrabel's scheme. Like, he's never been a good defensive coordinator. Even whenever he had the role in Houston, he was bad at it. It was Dean Pease's defense in 2020. But, like, looking at their roster right now defensively, I don't really see, like, very many holes at all along it. I don't really think it's a talent issue as much in Tennessee. And then they'll have a bounce back next year, just kind of natural regression. And also, I think signing Bud Dupree, a lot of people kind of hate on the signing. I really liked it because I do think Dupree's a Jadeveon Clowney type of player, and he can be what they needed from Clowney last year for Tennessee this season. He'll unlock a lot of things they're missing there. But I wouldn't be surprised if they win defense. I just think outside receiver and right tackle is probably more important for them right now.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.